My apologies, there won't be a Zoom this week. We'll have to go back to the antiquated approach, which is merely audio. Zoom, unfortunately, has crashed. Elul Tufshin Pei, Parshas Ki Tse, Kocho Shel Mitzvah. We're going to talk about Elul, some of the important ideas in Parshas Ki Tse as they illuminate Kodesh Elul for us, and among them will be the Koch of a Mitzvah. I'm hoping that this will be very fundamental for all of us. We've discussed some of these ideas before, but let's deal with them right now in a way that puts them together, hopefully in a more useful fashion for us. If you have the handout in front of you, it says, what does self-negation mean? In other words, sometimes we confuse this with humility, we confuse it with the only way to reach Hashem is to see myself as being nothing. The question is, what does that mean? I see myself as being nothing. Well, what does self-negation mean? Does it mean that I need to have a self-concept of zero or poor self-concept in order to be able to connect to Rav Moshe? I think not. So let's start. In Tehillim, it says, we say it every day during the week, Mizmor L'Soda, Per Kuf, Du'u ki Hashem hu Elokim, know that Hashem is Elokim, the one who guides every aspect of our lives, Hu Asanu, He has made us, V'lo Anachnu, the Ksiv, the way it's written in Tehillim is Lamed Aleph, V'lo, V'lo, and not V'lo Anachnu, He has made us and we have not made ourselves. The Kri, again, it's pronounced the same way, but this is the Masorah. The Kri is Velo, and we will be to him. Vav Lamed Aleph, Velo Anachnu, we have not made ourselves. Vav Lamed Vav, we will be into him. So then we would read the Pasuk as follows. Du ki Hashem hu Elokim, know that Hashem is Elohim, the one who guides every aspect of life. Hu asanu, He has made us. V'lo anachnu, and we are to Him. Amo, His nation, v'tzon mariso, and the flock that He shepherds. So first of all, let's take a look at what the Alshich says on this. And again, some of these ideas we've discussed before. De'u, says the Alshich, there in Per Kuf Tehillim and Pasuk Gimel. Du ki Hashem hu Elohim. The name Hashem is associated with Rachamim. The name Elohim is associated with Midas Hadin. Hashem is Echad. There aren't, God forbid, two Kochos. That's an easy deraisa, Chalil, to believe that, and a person has missed the point of Emunah. However, Hashem does reveal Himself to us in ways that we perceive as both sometimes Rachamim and sometimes Din, even though everything in its Shorish is all Rachamim. But the way that it becomes manifest in our world, for reasons that we can't go into right now, is through Midas Hadin. So again, says the Alshech, Du ki Hashem hu Elokim lomar Midas Hadin shimachem du oso ki rachamim gedolim hu. You should know, the Alshech addresses this point, that even though one may be experiencing Midas Hadin, one should know ki rachamim gedolim hu, that really there are great expressions of rachamim, of love. Ki l'tovaschem hu yizborach miyaser eschem l'tar eschem. But because it is for our benefit, or to our benefit, that Hashem is the word sometimes exposes us to difficult situations. He's miyaser, He brings yisurin upon us. L'tar eschem, or to cleanse us. V'zehu du'u ki Hashem hu shehu elo rachamim, Hashem, the Shem yudke vavke, which is supposed to rachamim, hu din, hu elokim. From the Rachamim emanates the Elohim, Midas Adim. Asher Eschem, right? Asher Eschem, which is with you, Asher Itchem, which is with you, who Midas Adim. Hu Asanu, continues the Alshech, I'm paraphrasing him. Hu Asanu, He has made us, going back to the Pasuk, Klomar, that is to say, Ki Ein Yodea Masha Nitzarech, Letzikun Atzmi Kash Yodea Misha Asani. I cannot possibly know as much, as well, as deeply, what is required for my perfection as the one who has made me. L'chein achar shu asanu, since he has made us, v'adai shedea ma'ashu ha'tikun shetzorach l'shlemus ma'aseyu, right? Yoser meha ma'ase atzmo. He knows better than we do. Okay, fine. Upon this, so this is really cool. This is the standalone of the Alshach itself is crucial. That we should know, again, this is not a simple thing. I never said it was simple. To be able to integrate this into our hearts, into our guts, etc. But we have to know at least know the truth. The U ki Hashem Elokim, that the source of all midas adin is Hashem's rachamim. Hu asanu, he has made us. V'lo anachdo amo v'tzon mariso, he has made us, and therefore, as the Alshach says, he knows best towards he knows that which is best for us, even if at times it seems at cross purposes to what we think is best for us. Fine. Says the Sfas Emes, Moriskeni, says in the name of the Kuchirim, said, Amar remez al Elo, this is a remez to Elo, lo anachnu, as we said before, that is the ksiv, the way it's written, lamed aleph, we are not, then the kri is, lo anachnu, and the kri is, we are to him. Ayidei shelo anachnu, by virtue of the fact, or through, are being lo anachnu, not us, and we negate ourselves before the Creator. Lachain lo anachnu, that has we become unto Him. Now the question is does this mean that we have to destroy our self concept, see ourselves as being worthless, etc., etc., etc.? Right? Chas v'chalila, I think that's the wrong. It's a mistake, and let's examine it. Let's take a look here now to our parsha. Here on the handout it says, to transform this world into eternity, or chalila, the opposite. In other words, a person stands before a crossroads in his life, in every moment, in every experience, in every object that he comes into contact with. Will he transform that blip on the stream of time into eternity, or will chalila he transform it into the opposite? So let's take a look. We'll take a look at both the positive side of this, what a mitzvah is, and we're also going to take a look at chalila, the opposite side of this, what a davar asur is. Asur. We usually translate asur as being forbidden. We'll see that it's not so simple to translate it that way, and perhaps it's more accurate to translate it a different way. The Medrash Rabbah says as follows, on our parsha has more mitzvahs than any other parsha of the Torah. So there's a lot to talk about here. Says the Medrash, Malki Livya Schein Heim L'Roshecha V'Anokim L'Gargro Asecha. It will be a crown for your head. This is a reference to the mitzvahs. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Aleph, pasuk Tes. There will be a crown for your head, and there will be a necklace for your throat, your neck. Amar Pinchas V'Chama L'Chol Mokom Shetelech HaMitzvos M'Lavos Oschal. Wherever you go, says the Medrash, the mitzvahs escort you. Kisiv Nebayes Chodesh, it's a mitzvah in our parsha. One builds a new house, one must build a maake, a guardrail on the roof, so the chas v'chalil, no one should fall off the roof. If you've built in this house and you've put a doorway, and the door on it, etc., mitzvahs malavos, once again, the mitzvahs escort you, they're with you. Shene'emar, not in our parsha, but in parsha's v'eschan, v'chsavtem ha'mizuzos v'esecha, you shall put mezuzahs, right? What we call mezuzahs, upon our doorposts. Im lavashta kelim chadashim, if you wear new clothing, hamitzvos malavos is called, the mitzvos are malavi you. Once again, shenema, lo silba shatnes, here to lav, make sure that your mitzvos, make sure that your clothing, I'm sorry, is not made out of shatnes. Ketzera, etcetera, etcetera. Omar kosh broko, afil lo yisa osik v'davar. Right, so shatnez is in our parsha, mak is in our parsha. Now we come to another mitzvah inside of our parsha. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu afil lo yisa osik b'davar el mahalich v'der. Let's say you're just walking down the path. Hamitzvos malavos l'cha. Once again, the mitzvah is escorting you. Minayin shenema ki yikra kikar l'cha ken. I'm sorry, kikar ken tzipor lefanecha. When you should happen upon a bird's nest, the mitzvah shiluch ken. Says Sfas Emes on this medrash. Again, we're paraphrasing. Livyas chen. The mitzvahs always escort us. Right? Livyas chen. Livyas chen. Livyas chen. They are a livui. They accompany us. In the pasuk, it means grace, but the Medrash is telling you it's not just in grace. you're escorted with grace as you do the mitzvahs, but the mitzvahs are always there escorting you, giving opportunities to transform, as we said, any bit of time, of experience, any object to become into contact, any relationship to become to contact, we have, they give us the opportunity to transform them into eternity. Because Baruch Hu gave to Bnei Yisrael the opportunity that they should have a chelik in Torah and mitzvahs. In other words, we become a shutaf. Hashem has given us a chelik. Torah and mitzvahs are His. He makes us shutaf. He makes us partners with Himself. The source of Torah and mitzvahs is by the Borei Olam. As we know, the Torah itself was written Tav Kuf Ayin Dal Doros. It was written 974 generations, whatever that means. It's not a discussion for the moment. Before the creation of the world, black fire upon white fire, it now wends its way down and through what we call the revelation at Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu brings the Torah down to the earth. The Torah is now with us. We become partners with Hashem in the fulfillment of the mitzvahs in Olam Hazeh. Aval mitzvah nigmeres v'masa isha Yisraeli. In other words, the mitzvah, as we said, exists in its essence way, way up there in Shmei Shemayim, in the heavens of all heavens, etc. But it becomes manifest through the physical acts that we do down here on earth. V'zeh perish v'charos imo abris, that when the Pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu made a bris, Avram, with Klal Yisrael, b'shutfus, the bris is, we're partners. The covenant between us, we're partners. Ki isa, the midrashim, as it says in many midrashim, v'zeo atzmo, ki perish livya schein, shenas abris, his kashus al yedei ha-mitzvah. Livya schein, right? It is escort. Livya schein, shenas abris, his kashus. It's the malavas, it makes us bound up together through the mitzvah, ha-yedei ha-mitzvah. With whom? With the Creator. Lachei nikra mitzvah meloshem tzavtav, says the Sfasemes from the Kadmonim, that the loshem mitzvah, the terminology mitzvah, is from the terminology tzavta, tzevet, to be together. V'chibur, u'kedisa b'sefer sharei akdusha sh'ayidei kol mitzvah nimshach chiyus ha'nefesh lo'osa eiver prati. Every specific mitzvah has the capacity, as it were, to bind the individual, and specifically the particular limb or organ that he uses to do the mitzvah. It binds it up to the Creator, and then it binds it to eternity. So the Creator is the source of everything. There's nothing in it, it's not His will. But there is that which is, His connection is here in potential to be transformed into something eternal. If we take advantage of it, it's fine. If we don't take advantage of it, then bad. That aspect, that moment, loses its eternal connection to us, to Him. Or, I should say, connecting us to Him. Just here in parens, call a Torah kula yishemos Hashem. All the Torah, as the Ramban says, in his Hakdama to his Perish al Chumash, that all of the words of the Torah are different combinations of Shem Hashem. In other words, the Torah is the expression of Hashem's will. He and His will are one. The Torah itself are all names of Hashem. Kol mitzvah, yudke vavke, in addition, right, al yidei atbash. This is another idea that we've spoken about before. Let's just go over it briefly. I don't want to get too bogged down in it, but it is an important idea. It's something that's so important in terms of the sort of imagery that one should have as one does a mitzvah, realize what he's doing. There is a system of writing, of combination of the osios of Aleph, is called Atbash, Aleph, Tav, Beis, Shin. Just as we find in the physical world that atoms have different structures, atoms can form different types of bonds with one another, ionic bonds, covalent bonds, depending on how you put them together. These are the building blocks of the physical universe. The atoms, the subatomic particles, etc. Certainly, this is also true in the spiritual world. As we said, the Torah is all names of Hashem. The osios of the Aleph Beis are the building blocks of the universe. Lashon HaKodesh. And as such, they can be combined and recombined, different codes etc. Just like the DNA code, so too there are different ways of combination and recombination of the letters of the Aleph Beis. Sometimes there's a connection between the Al-Bam, right? Aleph, Lamed, Beis, Tamem, etc. One level of connection. And there's another one called, there are many, but there's another one called Atbash, where the Aleph connects to the Tuf, the Beis, to the Shin. In other words, you take the Aleph Beis, and you've got one half going downward, and the other half starting at the bottom and going upward. And it basically relates to the idea that a Kosh Baruch was Mashpia Torah upon us, and in turn, what we do with it down on this earth then goes Kaviyachol back upstairs in terms of showing our results. Aleph, Tuf, Beis, Shin, Gimel, Reish, etc. In the world of Atbash, the word mitzvah, Mem Tzadi, again, you can figure out yourselves, Mem Tzadi is in Atbash Yud followed by He. We'll get lost if we start doing the Mem and the Yud, but the He is very easy, as we said. Aleph Tov, Beis Shin, Gimel Reish, Dalet Kuf, Nachon, He, Tzadi. So the word mitzvah, the mem tov, the mem tzadi, I should say, is an atbash yud ke, yud ke, yud ke, yud ke. Because when we do every mitzvah, when we do every mitzvah, and this is a concept that's discussed by the Orach Chaim, as you have in the, see in the handout there, the Orach Chaim in Shmos, Yud Beis Gimel, the Marshon Shabbos, Samach Gimel Aleph, the Shloah in Asara Hilulim, Shakavonos Nari, right, Jewish Kabbalah Shabbos, etc. This idea is found there. So it comes out, the word mitzvah, one aspect in terms of what we do, right? When we do our mem tzadi, etc., we are revealing something which is hidden. And that is the yud and the hey. The yud, which is the, as Chazal tell us in the Gemara Menachos, is the letter that Hashem used to create Olam Haba. The He is the letter that Hashem used to create Olam Hazeh. Again, this is a long discussion which we're not going to get into right now. Our Mem Tzadi, our Mem Tzadi, reveals that hidden Yud He in the world of Atbash. And the Vav He at the end of Mitzvah, Vav He, that reveals, as the Netziv says, at the end of Parshas Bishalach, the Vav, right, relates to Hashem's Hashgach upon us. B'derech, what he calls Hatiferes, L'mahal min HaTeva. And the Hey reveals, in the Shem Yudke Vavke, the Hey reveals the Hashgach of Hashem, B'derech HaTeva, what he calls Malchus, the Netziv, at the very end of Parshas Bishalach. He talks about Kiyad al Kesko Milchama Hashem Bamalek Midor Dor. So let's just get this clear in our minds. Every time we do a mitzvah, our act here in this physical world, represented as it were by the Mem and the Tzadi, is linked to the very, very creation of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba through the methodology of Atbash. It reveals the Yud and the Hay. We don't see it in the way that it appears in the heavens, but we do know that that's what we're doing. We are touching the Yud and the Hay, and that in turn has ramifications in terms of the way Hashem is mashkiach upon us in this world, and that is, those are, I should say, the osios, the letters Vav and Hay. So every time we do a mitzvah, we are essentially writing Hashem's name. The Mem Tzadi writes through the methodology of Atbash, Yud followed by He, and the mitzvah that we actually do, that we feel and see down here, affects the level, the intensity of Kashgocha, that Hashem is Mashiach upon us, on both Lamalam and Ateva through the Os Vav, and Bederach Ateva through the Os He, right? The Vav He, every time you do a mitzvah, you're writing Hashem's name, Yud K Vav K. Okay, this is, right, an expansion of what the Sfas Emes says, that every mitzvah is miloshon tzavta, to be together. Literally, you are together with Hashem. You are Hashem's partner when you do a mitzvah. That's why Hashem is always escorting us with mitzvos. As we say, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael. Chazal teach us, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to mezake the Jewish people to give us a schus. Lefichach hir b'lehem Torah mitzvos. Therefore, he gave us many Torah mitzvos. Because that way, wherever you turn in life, there's always another opportunity to bind yourself to the Creator, to transform that moment in the great stream, in the great Amazon of time, to transform that into eternity. Lefichach hir b'lehem Torah mitzvah shenemar Hashem chafetz l'man tzidko. Kadosh Baruch Hu wishes to be matzikos. Yagvil Torah v'yadir. He made the Torah great. He made the Torah massive. He made the Torah powerful. He gave us endless opportunities. And these opportunities are not just the formal opportunities. Here in this parsha, we see many formal opportunities. We see shiluach haken. We see building a maga. We see putting tzitzis on our begotten. We see making sure we don't have shatnez in our begotten, etc., 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 etc. But also non-formal mitzvahs, which are just as much as and at least as great. You control your anger because you know that's what Hashem wants you to do. Instead of losing it, you have transformed that experience, that moment, into eternity. You control your jealousy. You struggle to control your jealousy. They say you're not even all that successful, but you struggle to do it. That struggle itself is a transformation of experiences, of your human experiences, into eternity. You fight off a sense of hopelessness by struggling to remind yourself, my Father in heaven loves me, and even though my life is very bitter, but I know He is with me, and I know it's for the best, even though it's so hard for me to perceive it that way. That transforms that moment to eternity. The struggle itself, successful or not successful, Halavai should be successful all the time, but even the struggle transforms it to eternity. I hope this is clear. It's worthwhile to listen to it more than once, just to make sure that it's clear. Continuing onward, let's go to the very beginning of the Chama Leivechem Nusano Hashem Elokecha B'yadecha V'Shavisi Shivyo V'Risi B'Shivyo Eshu Sefas Tor V'Chashak Talbo V'Lokachta L'Cho L'Yisha. Destroy the Fas Tor. Always mind-boggling. Totally mind-boggling. Says Rashi, Lekachta Chol Yisha, person goes out to war, and there you see the beautiful woman, and then there's discussion amongst the commentaries exactly under what circumstances he can take her, eventually as a wife, etc. But obviously this is something that is motivated by the Yetzer Hara. Desire for this beautiful woman. Says Rashi, Lo dibra Torah el keneged yetzer hara. Again, without getting into all the dinim, how she eventually becomes his wife, but the Torah speaks here as a word to negate the yetzer hara. Negate the yetzer hara. Shim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu matira yisa'ena b'yisur. This sounds like, some sort of legal precedentation here. The Torah speaks against the Yetzer Hara. Shem Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be matir her, Yisena B'Yisr, he would marry her B'Yisr. Through the difficulties of war, the stress, etc., it brings out violent instincts in a person. A person becomes more instinctual, less thoughtful. He would marry B'Yisr, Torah says, Rashi tells us. Therefore the Torah was matir. What does that mean? Torah's matcha something that's usher because we know you'd be over the ether. Everyone speaks about this, but let's see just a very brief part of a sasemis here. It says sasemis, he brings the medrash that we brought before, the Avliv Yaschein, that mitzvahs are always escorting you. Sheyesh b'chol dovar mitzvah sheyuchol adum ledabek hakol. A person can connect, right? Like I said before, to eternity. through the mitzvah of Hashem. Lo dibra Torah ela neged yetzahara. In this case, over here, the Torah speaks against the yetzahara. Gives a person a methodology by which he can combat the yetzahara. And we're right now totally mind-boggled. How is this combating yetzahara? This is giving in to the yetzahara. Lo biyada kosh broch la zol lo adam negdo. Let Hashem just help him. He's doing a mitzvah. He's fighting to protect the Jewish people. He said, he says, I don't know chama. So let Hashem just give him a unique capacity, as it were, to overcome it. Oshelo yisitenu. Or that let him, I don't know, become, I don't know, right? Let him not be subject to seduction. Why is it necessary to be matir the Easter? Says the Fasem Srakshir, Ze eitz lahatir davar shemokshe ha'odom lara. Shashem ze nikra isur. So Fasem tells us a very fundamental idea. In Torah, we talk about isurim, and we said that under normal circumstances, people will translate something which is also something which is forbidden. But says the Sfasemis, the depth of an Isur is Isur le'esor, means to bind up. Right? To bind up. Just like a person who is in prison, he's in Ma'asar. Beis Asurim. He is in a place of being bound. Right? It says the Sfasemis, that's the idea. Isur binds oneself to a system that's called Ra. What is something that's Ra? Evil. Ra, as I heard many times from Moshe Seichel, when I call Moshe Shapir, Zechatzadik, the Korshul Brocha, Ra is Miloshim Ra'ua, Reish, Ayin, Vav, Ayin. It is a broken system. It is not permanent. When one does something tov, it has kium to it, as the Ramban teaches in Brachos. It has kium, it lasts. That's something which is tov. Something which is ra is broken. That means it lasts for a certain amount of time, just like a broken ladder, a sulam ra'ua. You can go up a few, as it were, of the rungs of the ladder, but eventually it cracks, it falls, and that's the end. So to anything that's ra, it becomes part of the scenery of Olam Hazeh. It's used, it's here, etc. Maybe even the memory is here, etc. But afterwards, there's nothing left. It disintegrates. It returns to its basic components. There's nothing left. There's nothing left. Because it was bound up totally with Olam Hazeh. So it becomes part of the earth, part of the history. But it doesn't traverse the great divide from this world to the next world, to the world of eternity. It returns to its basic components. Ra is broken. And that's the worst part of the Dvar Isur, is that one binds oneself to something that is broken. It's not permanent. Says the Torah wants to teach us something very basic right here. Shim lo hitira kosov laya no. So there perhaps are people who could have overcome the Yitzhahara under these circumstances and not, but there's so many people, as it were, who don't have the capacity, and they stand at the crossroads. Am I with Hashem, or am I with, right, what it feels good and seems best and most pleasurable for me right now? I choose the latter. They close their eyes and they choose the latter, and then they're forever, as it were, trying to close their eyes to their connection to Hashem, because they don't want to be reminded that they abandoned Him for something that's just here today and gone tomorrow. But here, when the Torah says it's mutter, it gives the person the ability to think about what he's doing. You know, if this were us, I would never do it. If this were us, I would never do it. The Torah says it's mutter, but it's not really what the Torah wants. But the Torah says it's mutter. If it were us, sir, don't tell me what to do. And I plunge forward. If it's mutter, the person, as it were, can, this is something, it's true, Hashem says it's mutter, but I know this is not the rotzon. He is keeping himself from being bound up from the illusionary world of the Yetzer Hara. there's a chance that this will keep him from going through with the act. This becomes the methodology. Most people in the situation would not be able to rise up against the Yetzara. They would not be able to combat it. This is a methodology for combating it. Rak'ata, now, b'nakel yoser, now it becomes easier, levar la'atzmo, to clarify for himself, shim haya asur loya nosa, that if it actually also he wouldn't do it. And I also know that now, this is not really the ultimate will, the spirit of the law. Concludes as Fasemis, the Eitzazunu Heges, the whole Divrei Rishus, and this is the way we should relate to Olam Hazeh in general. There are lots of things in Olam Hazeh that are not Aser, but they're not always the best things for us to do, and we know they're not the best things to do. If Hashem were to make them Aser, we'd say, leave me, let me do what I want. The Torah says, no, it's Mutter. And we need to think to ourselves, is this really what the ultimate Ratzon of Hashem is? It depends. If we're using the Shem Shemayim, that's fine. If we're not using the Shem Shemayim, it's a little sketchy. In other words, the idea being that all of the hetter, this is such an incredible limud, this myth is just an incredible limud for all of the, what we think of as the par of events of Olam Hazeh. How do I connect to them? Do I connect to them L'Shem Shemayim? Can I justify connecting to them L'Shem Shemayim? In which ways I'm living in a universe where Hashem is the center, and I'm doing His will, I'm His partner in this world, or am I saying, excuse me, please close your eyes, look the other way, I don't want to think about you right now. Chas v'chalila. Shetzvichim shmir shol izdabik behem. Ayidei shemivarer la'atzmo. It clarifies to the person the rotzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu, how to deal with all the Yoni Olam Hazeh. This is a watershed mitzvah. It seems on the surface incredibly bizarre. What does that have to do with me? The way the Sfasemis explains it and explains the koshi, the difficulty in it, this is something which is relevant to us not only every day, every moment. Let's go on. We talked about the partnership with Hashem, and how the mitzvahs are malavas, how they escort us to Olam Hazeh. Let's take a look now of what happens when things go askew. And it's also in our parsha. Berkhal of Pasuk HaBeis. V'chiyah b'ish chet mishpat moves. If chas v'chalil, there should be a person who is executed. V'saliso so al eitz. It's a din. Which capital offenses is relevant to? That's a discussion in the Gemara. It's a person wrote of a Zara. Person, God forbid, cursed, right? Chas v'chalila. Cursed Hashem's name, Chas v'chalila, Birkas Hashem. So after the person is executed, his body is hung briefly, just for a moment. It's meant to remind people, whatever, it's a discussion in its own right, but then it immediately has to be taken down. It can't be there past twilight. Put up and immediately taken down. Continues the next pasuk called Gimel. Lo salini lo sala eitz. Do not allow this person's body to remain upon the tree. Ki kabor sik berenu, bury him by yomahu, then immediately. Don't let him be there over nightfall. He's buried immediately. Ki kilas Elohim talui. For little translation, the curse of Elohim is talui, is hanging there. Lo satameh ad moscha, do not defile your soil. Asher Hashem lekecha nosin lechol anachla, that Hashem has given to you as an inheritance. There are different ways to understand this pasuk. Different parts of the pasuk. It's a complex pasuk. But the Mishnah Sanhedrin says as follows. Amar Reb Meir. Reb Meir said, B'shar she'odem mitztayer. It's upon this pasuk that Reb Meir derives this idea. When a person is in pain, Shechina ma lashon omeres. What lashon, what terminology does the Shechina say? Kolani miroshi. I feel weak in my head. This, of course, is an anthropomorphism. The Shekhinah, divine presence, has no physical limbs. But here the imagery. Kolani miroshi. Kolani, I feel weak, light, as though there's something missing. Mizroi, from my arm. Imkein hamokom mitzar al domen sheyisrael shenishvach kal vachomer al domen shel tzadikim. This Rebbe Meir learned from the pasuk, the words ki kilas Elokim talui, for the curse, God forbid, kilas miloshin here kal kolani, right? I feel weak. The Shechina says, and this is talking about a person who committed a capital crime of the highest order, of the lowest order, as the case may be. He was executed for it. And the Shechina says, bury him. Why? Because this is painful, kavyokal, for me. Kolani miroshi. Anthropomorphically, symbolically, metaphorically, it's kavyokal, my head is weak. My arm is weak. I can't bear, as it were, to see this, bury him. Bring him to rest. It says that the Mishnah says, Rebbe Meir, if this be true, by Rashayim, by a wicked individual, then kal v'chomer, then certainly, kal v'chomer, b'menoshach kal v'chomer, it's true by tzadikim. Says the Sefer ben Yoyada, it's Perish on Sanhedrin. Ma haloshno meres, kalani miroshi, he comes to explain this terminology, kalani miroshi, kal mizroi, and he says as follows, remember back to what we discussed before, we are the shutfim. We are the shutfim. Right? As the Sfasemis explains, we are the shutfim of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvos escort us. Because through the mitzvos escorting us, we are betzavta, we are together with Hashem. And as we do the mitzvos, we write Hashem's eternal name on every object, on every experience, and in every interpersonal relationship, on every blessed moment, and every bitter, bitter moment through our struggles to deal with it properly through the lens of the Torah. We are betzavta together with Hashem. And therefore says the Benayo, the Ben Yoyada, therefore he says, the Rosh is the place of thought and the place of speech. The Zroa, the arm, is the place of action. When the Mishnah says that Kovyochol, the Shechina, the Divine Presence, says, Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizroi, my partner in this world, my Jewish partner in this world, who through his mitzvos is giving expression in the physical world to the eternal world through thought, through speech, through action. Kolani Mizroi, Klal Yisrael created Amzu Yatzati Li, the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Tilasi Yisaperu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us to say his praise, to reveal his presence. It is for this that we receive our eternal reward. It is this, the struggle, we make ourselves more like him, we become his partners in this world. We are not nothing. When we said originally in that Mizla Soda, where the Sasemis pointed out that the Ksiv is Lamed Aleph, and the Kri, the way it's read, is Lamed Vav. The degree to which we cease being preoccupied with ourselves is the degree to which we become bound up Lamed Vav with the Creator. This is not to destroy our self-concept. It is to reprioritize, it is to redirect, it is to refocus our self-concept. Our lo anachnu means don't attach yourself with the super glue of time. Don't attach yourself to the here and the now. But rather attach yourself in a fashion by which all of your here and now, all of your olam hazeh, the good and that which is not so good in your experience, the objects, the struggles, the good moments, the experiences, translate them into eternity. That should be your focus. That way you are lo anachnu to Him. It's just adding a lens, it's adding a filter onto everything you do in this world and realizing how important you really are. You are Hashem's partner in this world. With all of your experiences, you are Hashem's partner. You are betzavta together with Hashem. You engage in a mitzvah, you're writing Hashem's name in unerasable ink. From the time that you become aware of yourself until the time they place you in the ground at 120, you're writing Hashem's name in every experience. If indeed we learn that Remes to Elul, Lo Anachnu, Lo Anachnu, Sasemes says, it's Osios Elul, Aleph Lamed, Vav Lamed, the Law of Lamed Aleph and the Law of Lamed Vav. If we understand that concept properly, as I think we've seen through Parshas Ki Tse, that that is the perush of that remes to Elul, then Beis Hashem will be zocha to the most famous perush, or most famous remes, I should say, to Elul from the Avodah Zarah, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, the degree to which I am to my beloved, He is with me. We will sense, we will feel, we experience a greater sense of closeness in this Elul, which Beis Hashem will lead to Rosh Hashanah and all the Yom HaRayim. Aboy Malinu L'Chayim. Have a good Shabbos. Be successful. Be blessed in all ways. Kol Tov.